KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, Marvel is trying to launch a whole nother thing, a whole nother Avengers type thing with Eternals, which is pretty much opening as we speak. This was directed by Oscar-winning director Chloe Zhao, who did Nomadland, the winner earlier this year. And very different. Marvel does these things. And, you know, a lot of times they still get Marvelized in post-production. But there is, I think it's fair to say, and I will state at the outset, I am no expert on Marvel world. I am very, very limited knowledge, but I gather there is considerable skepticism among Marvel fans about what this one is going to be.
Yeah, this one feels a little bit different than the past Marvel movies. It is a filmmaker-driven project. It is a new group of superheroes that we've never seen before that have not been introduced in another Marvel movie. It's got a little bit racier content. There is a love scene in this movie, which is the first in a Marvel movie. There is a same-sex kiss, which has caused it reportedly to be banned in certain Middle Eastern countries. The Gulf countries like Saudi Arabia have said that they will not play this movie. This movie is also not going to get a release in China, most likely because of some comments that Chloe Zhao made earlier in her career about China being a country full of lies. You know, it's an interesting test of the Marvel brand because, as we know, there is nothing bigger in Hollywood right now than the Marvel brand. And it has just been rock solid, even through the pandemic. And this is a test.
Yeah, I will say that there's been some confusion. It's not clear what Chloe Zhao said or didn't say about China. That's been contested. But apparently, it's quite possible that the Chinese think she said something that they don't care for. It's going to be difficult to come up with, you know, all of these box office openings in the pandemic, and now we're sort of moving out of pandemic lockdown. It's hard to make comparisons and figure out how these things are really performing. I mean, I think the prognosticators think this will open kind of like Black Widow or Shang-Chi. But on the other hand, those movies weren't comparable exactly themselves either, because Black Widow, as you know, was day and date streaming on Disney Plus for an upcharge, and Shang-Chi wasn't. This movie is exclusive theatrically. Disney's committed to that till the end of the year. So, you know, trying to figure out the performance might not be so clear, but it seems clear that Shang-Chi, which had the exclusive theatrical release, maybe for that reason, maybe for another reason, did $424 million worldwide at this point, and Black Widow did $380.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people would have predicted that prior to the pandemic. We know that Black Widow came out at a different time. The Delta variant was surging at the time, and it was available on Disney Plus. Shang-Chi was released on Labor Day weekend, which is traditionally a wasteland where you don't release big budget movies. Disney tried it on that date and was rewarded by a big $75 million debut in the US. Eternals, I think, would be happy with $75 million. I personally think it's going to be lower than that. But, you know, where this movie might have legs is in the overseas market. And the COVID situation overseas is really changing quickly. I mean, the UK has had great success, and then they've had a spike recently. This movie is not getting a China release, but China has also had some COVID lockdowns recently that has hurt movies like Dune and No Time to Die. So, you know, we're not out of the pandemic movie-wise in terms of the business that these films can expect to do. And executives are really monitoring these COVID numbers as much as they're monitoring pre-release tracking.
Yeah, in China, you know, Shanghai Disneyland locked 30,000 guests inside the theme park because of a positive test. So things are definitely not settled in this world yet. I will note that Disney could have made some edits. These Middle Eastern country asked for edits. Disney declined. I think it would have been a dicey look. But I will note that I don't know that the Middle East is such a huge market that it is not kind of an easy call for Disney to stand by the film in this case. So we'll see how it does. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.